Hello and welcome to the Thursday, October 3rd, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. As part of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we do have some DNS logs today. As I mentioned before, we are sort of featuring different types of logs and what they tell you about your network as part of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Now, with DNS logs, you have a wide variety of events, of course, that may get captured in DNS. One particular issue that has caused some responses from our readers is RFC 1918 responses. This is essentially if you're trying to reverse resolve a 10. Or another reserved address. Overall, DNS logs are not just great to look for attacks of all kinds, but another issue that you run into if you look at DNS logs, and this is somewhat featured in today's diary, is misconfigurations of systems on your network, which of course is something that certainly needs to be addressed too. What I find is that if you do look at these misconfigured systems, you may find that they don't obey your corporate policy in other ways as well. So you may very well find sort of a forgotten system that never has been properly baselined and may actually be wide open as a result. And then we do have two events that are not directly internet related, but certainly do express themselves in some scams that we are seeing. One being Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act, which sort of started becoming effective October 1st, and then also the government shutdown. In particular, what we are seeing right now is various spam messages that try to get you to click on links, try to sign you up for some more or less shady health insurance claiming to be part of the Affordable Health Care Act. You only should go to the official government site, healthcare.gov, and follow links from this site to the respective portals, depending on your state, where you can then sign up for health insurance should you be interested in this. And as usual, be careful. Do not offer your personal details to random websites. This is made even a little bit more difficult in this case, because if you try to sign up for one of the official healthcare portals in order to look for health insurance, you do need to provide quite a bit of personal information. So what some of these sites are preying on is that you will provide that same information to these other sites. Now, at this point, there's also just a lot of plain spam. I think in part the spam filters have gotten pretty good in filtering out some of the pharmaceutical spam, but now with health insurance and some of the official mailings, insurance and such send out, I think some of these spam messages try to slip in here. We haven't seen a lot at this point regarding the government shutdown, but we do see a ton of domain registrations with respective keywords. At this point, they're either parked domains or used for various political blogs or such. Haven't really seen anything specifically malicious yet. And then we have a new development when it comes to fake support calls. Now, in the past, those calls usually just offered help removing some malware that you didn't have and charged you for it. Now, in this new development, what they're actually doing is they do install some software on your system that then locks you out of your system until you pay a fee to unlock your computer again. This kind of ransomware we have seen in other contexts, for example, as a drive-by exploit or such, but this was the first report we got so far where an actual support call was used to install this ransomware. Just as a quick reminder, we do have a page where you can report those calls to allow us to gather a little bit better statistics and so what tricks people are playing in order to try to trick users into installing this kind of software. And next week, of course, is Patch Tuesday. Adobe just released its pre-notification for next Tuesday, stating that we should expect one patch for Adobe Reader and Acrobat. Haven't seen anything from Microsoft yet. Microsoft usually releases this on Thursday, which would be tomorrow. And by the way, this is actually the 10th anniversary of Microsoft switching to this once a month, second Tuesday patch cycle. And the online drug marketplace Silk Road has been shut down, and the alleged operator and owner of the site, Russ Ulbricht, has been arrested. Silk Road went through quite a bit of effort to keep itself anonymous. For example, the website was hosted in Tor and as such not directly easily traceable. Also, Bitcoin was used as exclusive pay medium. Now, it turns out that in the early days of Silk Road, the owner did promote the site using an alias, Altoid, that was then linked to his real Gmail account, which actually was just his first initial last name that he tried to use to hire someone to help him with setting up the site. So this, in the end, then gave the FBI enough evidence to look closer into this person and make the connection between Ulbricht and Silk Road. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.